The Gemara in Brachos discusses whether hamotzi or motzi should be used when citing the bracha on bread. The Gemara concludes that we prefer, at least according to Rashi, we prefer a past tense language because the bread already came out of the ground, and therefore motzi is in past tense, and so therefore everyone really agrees that motzi is fine, but the issue, the machlokas in the Gemara, is whether hamotzi is also past tense, and therefore the Gemara brings conflicting psukim to show that either hamotzi based on other psukim refers to past tense or not. The Gemara, however, paskins and says the hilchasa is that we say hamotzi because we understand it to refer to past tense. Tosis asked the obvious question, well, if everyone agrees that motzi refers to past tense, so why don't we just use motzi? Why do we need to wade into the machlokas and say hamotzi? Tosfos, based on the Yerushalmi, gives an answer, that we don't want to slur the word ha'olam min motzi, b'rucha to Hashem o'kein ha'olam, motzi lecha minaretz, so ha'olam motzi has a mem, and you'll come to slur it, says the Yerushalmi, and therefore we prefer to say hamotzi. Aye, how can we say lechem min ha'aretz? We don't worry about slurring the lechem min. Why don't we say pas min ha'aretz? Now that's an express pasuk which says lechem min ha'aretz is based on a pasuk, so therefore we're stuck with that. But for a choice of saying motzi or hamotzi, we prefer hamotzi, even though it's subject to a machlokas because you won't slur the words. The Bach, however, gives a different answer to this question, that no, we prefer to say hamotzi because it shows that you're a Talmud Chacham, because you also know that hamotzi means past tense. So, okay, well, why did the rabbis, entertain this hamotzi to begin with? So the Bach gives a huge chiddush. He says, because we prefer to use a language that implies both past and future, like hamotzi, versus something which is motzi, which is just past tense, to highlight, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that in future times, Eretz Yisrael will produce bread straight from the land. Gluska'os min aretz. It will produce these, fully loaves from the land itself. And to highlight that, we say hamotzi, and therefore, if anyone knows this Gemara, so they say hamotzi, which highlights past tense and this future tense based on this Gemara, and they look like a Talmud Chacham. The Bach points out that that's why we say, lechem min ha'aretz, but by vegetables we say boi pri ha'adama. What's the difference between ha'aretz and adama? Well, aretz refers to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, but we want to highlight this medrash as well. So that's the Bach's answer to Tosis' question. So you have two answers to Tosis' question of why don't we say motzi, which everyone agrees to. Tosis, based on Yerushalmi, says it so you don't slur your words. And the Bach says because we want to highlight future tense as well to highlight this medrash. So what about bidyebet? If a person gets up there and he accidentally says motzi, is he yotze or not? So the Meir Oz cites the Pardes Rashi, and the Shar Mitzvah Balachuk cites it as well, but it says you're not yotzei b'dievet if you say motzi, because you basically are mishanim metbeach shetavu chachamim. The rabbis set up that it should be hamotzi. If you say motzi, you're not yotzei. However, most other poskim, including Meshita Mikubetzes and other Rishonim, the Meiri, they disagree, and they say you are yotzei b'dievet. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that you are yotzei b'dievet. But I was thinking perhaps it's based on this machlokas between Tosus and the Bach. According to Tosus, the whole reason why we say hamotzi is so not to slur your words. So surely if you say motzi and you don't slur your words, so then you're fine b'dievet. But according to the Bach, we want to highlight the future tense as well, to highlight this Gemara about the Eretz Yisrael giving off gluska'os from the earth in the future. So that's why we say hamotzi. So therefore, maybe if you say motzi now, it's ma'akev and you are not yotzei b'dievet. Now, the Cheshek Yechemin brings an interesting question. Rav Zilberstein, he says, what's the halach if you want to be yotzei with your friend and a bracha of hamotzi, and your friend gets up there and he says, motzi lechem min ha'aretz. So can you now claim, what do you mean? This guy botched the bracha. I want to make my own bracha. I don't want to be yotzei retroactively. Normally, you can't say, I don't want to be yotzei retroactively if you have in mind to be yotzei, and now you're going to eat based on that bracha. You can't now just undo that, post facto. But here, you could claim it was based on an error. So Rav Zilberstein says, yeah, you could claim that because you could say you don't want to be yotzei with a language that was incorrect and breaks the Chachamim's, rule that we should say hamotzi. This guy said motzi. I wasn't yotzei at all. So the Meir Oz attacks this, and he says, that the bracha wasn't done properly. He says, who says the bracha wasn't done properly? Maybe this guy, Yeah, the guy didn't slur his words. He said, motzi lechem naretz. He shouldn't have done that, and therefore he may have violated an avera or violated takanas hacham for doing so. But the bracha was technically done correctly. So therefore it says the meirozi attacks him, so Brishtin, and says, no, if a person hears, he wants to be otze, and he says, here, please be motzi me. And the other guy says, motzi lechem naretz, and not hamotzi. Then you, the person who's listening, cannot make his own bracha anymore. I was thinking that this meiroz makes sense, only according to Tosos. If the whole thing is about slurring your words, then you're right. So if the guy doesn't slur his words, you're fine. But according to the Bach, the whole idea is that you want to be able to show this concept of future tense and past tense. So if your friend botches the bracha and you were only agreeing to be motzi, being motzi with the bracha based on the fact that he does it correctly, that he highlights the future tense and past tense. So if he messes it up, then maybe you, it is a real mistake, and you can now make your own bracha because your friend botched his responsibility.